Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today are Bob, Lauren, Chris, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we get a hidey ho?
No, that was last.
Not after last week when I messed it up. So no.
Okay. On today's show, it's kind of a hard one to pinpoint an actual title to, but we're going to be discussing the ease of certain restaurant reservations. We're going to be talking about how hard it is or how easy it is to get different restaurant reservations and how to plan around those different factors. That sound good?
Works for me.
I don't know how else to put it. So
could be worse. It sounds fine.
Yeah. So if you've got your Disney reservation, you can make your dining plans 180 days prior to that particular day. And if you are booked at a Disney resort, not only do you get to do that day, but you get to do the duration of your reservation. And some of those dining reservations, we do recommend that you get those booked as soon as you can at that 180-day point, 'cause they book up. And what are some of the hardest reservations to get that you need to be on the phone or have your agent be on the phone at 180 days?
Be our guest. And this is something Lauren and I were actually talking about. So, because we do dining reservations several times a week, generally for people, what we have found is there's been a shift. You know, it used to be like if a client would say to me, I'd like to go to Le Cellier, and in your head you're going, oh, please God, not Le Cellier, because you know it's going to be impossible to get. But then they switched to 2 credits and it became a lot easier. And then Ohana was the difficult one to get. And now the Be Our Guest is open, it's Be Our Guest. So she and I, Lauren and I, were actually discussing this the other day, which is why this topic came up. Like, what's easy now? What's more difficult? That changes all the time.
Yeah. Be Our Guest right now is really hard, though. Like, even at the 180-day mark, you're not getting it.
Right.
Like, I called yesterday at 7 a.m. on the 180-day mark. Couldn't get it for the day I wanted it.
Well, you also have to consider that just because you're calling it 180 days doesn't mean that there's
somebody
slate is
else.
Open.
Their vacation started 10 days earlier, possibly.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I've just sort of gotten to the point where I say, I need Be Our Guest, and I know I can only get it for dinner. So here are the dates, and just have them start going through. Because yeah. You're so afraid you're not going to get it. And like one lady, it was her honeymoon, and she and her husband wanted to go. And my choices for that entire week were 4:45 and 9:30. So we took the 4:45 one earlier in the week because, you know, nobody wants to eat at 9:30 at night unless they really have to. But I was sort of surprised that, you know, yeah. 180 days out, that was it.
And you know what? It's not even that good, but it's new.
Yeah. So yeah. For those
right.
wants it. The,
everybody
it,
wants
isn't
it.
Isn't it funny that the e-ticket attraction in New Fantasyland turned out to be a restaurant?
Yeah.
Snarky Bob.
Oh, that's fine. Well, come on. How long have we been doing the show together, Chris?
I know. Well, and I love Little Mermaid. There's no question. But yeah, I mean, it's super popular. So
if you can't get in to be our guest for dinner, and like Bob said, if you don't know, this is over in Magic Kingdom in the New Fantasyland. So it's just recently opened. Or it's been open for what, about, has it been like 6 months now?
Since November, yeah.
Yeah.
You can go for lunch without a reservation, and it's a quick service at lunch.
Usually a 30-minute wait at least.
Yeah, people do start lining up shortly after park opening.
Wow.
What I've told people, and that's totally not necessary, because no matter how crowded we've seen it, it's been about a 30-minute wait. And the line actually goes across the bridge. If you haven't been there, there's a big bridge that goes up to the restaurant. And then it goes a tiny bit around it. But even when it goes around it, it was only 30 minutes. And they have cast members out there, you know, making sure that people don't get unruly and stuff. And I kept
offering magazines.
I kept seeing the same guy. His name was Chris. So I, of course, remembered his name. Same guy. Every time I went there, he was very entertaining. And he was actually joking with you, Bob. One night when we were there, but the line went pretty fast, I thought, and I thought lunch was so much better.
Yeah, I'm going to try lunch this next trip because I haven't eaten lunch there yet. I've only done the dinner.
When is your next trip?
I'll go to lunch with you, definitely.
All right, cool. Yeah.
When's your next trip?
Hopefully June.
June, okay. Yeah. So not anytime soon. Okay.
I'm not sure yet. Definitely July, but perhaps June.
Okay. I booked a room, so for the 16th.
Chris is optimistic.
What else is hard to get at 180?
I'm sorry?
Hard to get Chef Mickey's.
Yeah.
Especially for breakfast. Not so much dinner, I don't think, although that is still popular. But I think Chef Mickey's, everybody loves the appeal of the contemporary because
the
monorail going through and the classic resort and the characters, Mickey and Donald and Goofy. And so I don't know. People just love the atmosphere. And I know it's a tradition for a lot of families. They either start their vacation with a meal at Chef Mickey's or they end their vacation with Chef Mickey's.
You know, and it's a shame too, because actually that's not as good. And we've all said this, it's not as good as Tusker House, which is basically the same character meal with better food and more relaxed character interaction. But because people don't go to Animal Kingdom, you know, the way they would Magic Kingdom, for example, you know, they just don't go to Tusker House, which means Tusker House donuts for me.
Right. And you know what? Tusker House is, it's kind of that sleeper one. It's the one that people don't really realize
it's
is the there.
Gem.
And, you know, I actually agree, though. I think that Tusker House is better than Chef Mickey. You know what? It's another great one that's a sleeper? Garden Grill.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I think I like all of them, any character place better than Chef Mickey.
I mean,
Chef Mickey is just so.
It was just.
Well,
we went there for dinner.
It's
and
not
it was,
special.
It's just not.
No, it's the coveted one, though. Good. Everybody wants it.
Yeah.
Well, and you even if you look like if you're staying at the Contemporary and you look down and you're like, it looks like a food court. You know, it's not. It doesn't look good. You know, the theming's not great.
And the food in Contempo Cafe is better.
Yeah, the food isn't good. I mean, I had neighbors go down, and they were so. They really wanted to take the little kids to Chef Mickey's, and they were like, this is the worst food we ever had. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's really, it's not good. So.
Well, you don't really go for the food, though. You go for the experience. And that's the case with a lot of these.
You know, that's so overrated. I mean, I honestly think that that's an excuse that people make. You don't go for the food. You're hungry. You're going to eat. Of course you go for the food.
Right.
I think I'm not going to eat bad food. I mean, my attitude is always, why would you put bad food in your mouth unless you're, you know, starving or something? So, I mean, while the character interaction is important to my kids, I want everyone to eat. So I don't ever compromise. If the food's not good, like we rarely go and eat lunch at Chef or at Crystal Palace just because the lunch is so bad there as opposed to the breakfast, which is usually good.
Yeah, the breakfast is good. That's one of my favorites.
I love it there.
You know, we're going to get there eventually, but Cinderella's Royal Table.
Here's another one where people are always saying, oh, you're going for the experience.
Yes.
Well, you are, but what I was going
to
point out.
But you can go to Akershus. But you can go to Akershus for less money and a better experience.
Bob, don't steal my point.
I agree 100% with that, Bob. But the thing is that every little girl wants to eat in that castle.
And there is a difference
with that experience, and I think every little girl should get to eat in the castle once if they want to.
Yeah, but they should.
But I think after that, if you need a princess meal, go to Akershus, go to 1900 Park Fair, any of those.
Yeah, but I mean, if they put like $5 more in the food, it would be worth it because they're charging you a fortune for that food. And so, I mean, if they cut like a small amount of their profit out and actually serve something so people wouldn't complain about the food, then I think you'd have a lot better ratings and a lot better experience because you'd have the food and the characters.
Lauren, you went with your girls, and you said they ended up getting pizza or something.
Yeah,
just
it was
a little
like $50 pizza.
Yeah, and I just think it's outrageous that
it's crazy.
You know, I think it's $62 for a dinner and $62, $52, $42 for adult pricing. $42 for a breakfast.
Yeah. You know what? There's no excuse for that. And I'm so tired. I'm sorry, but I'm so tired of people saying, well, you're going for the experience.
I agree with you, Bob, but I will admit I did take Sophie. Sophie had asked every time we went to Disney, she would say, I want to eat in the castle. And I'd say, no. So in October, I took her. Kevin took the boys elsewhere, and I took her there. Cause
and you're smart
frankly,
to do that.
What's that?
You're smart to do that.
Well, and I just, the boys didn't care. And the boys, you know, they really don't like the princesses. So, you know, so she and I went, and I did have a good time. I have to admit.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I can't understand this because there's nothing equal for boys. I mean, maybe if they open up a Mos Eisley Cantina, you know, Star Wars themed, like we've
I'll
talked about.
I'll be there.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, so then, and here's my thinking: during the day, breakfast, it's a character meal, and you have your stormtroopers and Darth Vader and Obi-Wan and everything, and they're all serving, and they're all serving breakfast. And then it turns
and
into
you're
a
like
bar.
Omelet, like
it
levitates.
Turns into a bar later in the day, and you know it's adult only. I'm telling you, that place would clean up, and maybe then I could go quote unquote for the experience. But to say that, you know, every little girl deserves to eat in the castle, so let's charge them $62 for the privilege of eating in the castle.
You know what, though?
Oh, no, I don't agree with
I
that.
I would pay $62 to have Darth Vader serve me.
I don't agree with that either.
I think it'd be hard for Darth Vader to carry a tray.
That's part of the the amusement.
Darth Vader keeps dropping the trays of food on people.
Well, you know,
he's breathing on my food.
Carrying
Chris,
the trays.
Here's your standing, breakfast.
He's standing behind you with that heavy breathing, you know, the whole time you're trying to eat, and it, just get to you.
Okay,
but,
so
yeah, so but yeah, and yet Chef or
yeah, let's go back to Chef Mickey.
Table, 180 days. It's really hard to get.
It is.
It's still. And still
it,
hard to get.
It seems like breakfast is one of the hardest times, and then of course you've got
it's
the
better.
Little girls. Well, but you've got the little girls that want to do bibbidi bobbidi right before, and so then you're trying to get two reservations that are hard to get, and it's
really have to be on the ball for that one.
And you have to keep calling and calling and calling.
Well, and that's another one that's hard to get bibbidi in the park.
Yeah, in the park, yeah.
It is. That's a tough one to get, especially that, like Lisa said, the morning bibbidi bobbidi boutique is really hard to get in the park.
Well. You know what appeals to people, I think, with the breakfast, especially at the Magic Kingdom, is they want the shots of the empty park.
Yeah.
That's what people want.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
But I mean, you could get that at Crystal Palace, too, and
right.
Okay, early
we'll
breakfast.
Well, and I,
yeah.
And that's not really the topic of the show, but I would say that, you know, breakfast is probably the best character meal you're going to do because it's cheaper and kids are better at breakfast. I mean, you know, I'm sure we can all agree that, you know, like when your kids are really little, a 2-year-old's better at 8:30 in the morning than they are at 1:30 in the afternoon. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, yeah. Yes.
Yep.
So.
Well, all right. But, so where else? I mean, we've
Ohana.
Oh, yeah.
Ohana.
Ohana's a beast. Ohana is really a beast to get now because it, like, to me, Le Cellier was kind of the big celebration dinner. Let's all take the family to Le Cellier. It's our big night, blah, blah, blah. And when that went to 2 credits, Ohana took its place.
Yeah.
So Ohana's so hard to get now. And I can see that because it does have a really good, even if the food is off that night and some nights it is, it still has a good vibe.
Do you think Ohana is popular because of the characters or because of the food?
Oh, no. I think Ohana at dinner is the problem, not breakfast.
I can't. Breakfast you can get pretty easily, but dinner at Ohana is hard to get.
Because it's as Disney goes, it's one of the better values because, yes, you pay whatever it is, $40, but you're allowed to stuff your face.
Yeah.
And I mean, they just keep bringing out sticks of, you know, skewers of meat.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with Ohana is, first, they start you with the bread and the salad, and then they bring the wings and the pot stickers. And by that time, you're like, oh, I'm done. Forget it. Do not give me your skewers of meat, you know? So
it's
true.
Oh,
and the noodles. They bring out those noodles. So
I'm hungry.
But yeah, I think
I want
it is
the
a
salad.
Good deal. That is good salad.
And the bread. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
What else? What else have you noticed is really hard to get?
Well, okay, Chef Mickey's, Be Our Guest, Ohana. Le Cellier is still hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
Not
it's not
so
hard
much, though. Not.
I think you don't have to get it at 180 days, but you have a couple weeks wiggle room with it, but I think it's still kind of difficult to get.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else. I think 1900, some of your, I want to say second level or second tier character dinings, the more unknowns.
Yeah.
You've got 1900, you've got Cape May. People don't even know about Cape May.
People don't know about Cape May ever. Like, I have someone staying there at the end of April, and they're like, is there a character breakfast in Beach Club? And I scratched my head for a second, and I thought, yeah, I've eaten there twice, you know?
Oops. But that's a good one. What else?
I think those are the hardest.
You know what's hard to get, which is kind of surprising because it's a signature, but I've always found it a bit of a challenge to get. And I suspect when it comes back, when it reopens, it'll be hard to get. California Grill. It's hard to get that.
It is hard to get it.
And I think it's the view.
Yeah.
People love the view.
Yeah.
Speaking of the view, I think another one that's hard to get is Rose and Crown for Illuminations.
During fireworks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Rose and Crown during Illuminations. It's difficult to get. So what things can you always get for people? I always feel like I can get a Via Napoli. I can get a Rose and Crown for lunch. I can get an Acre Shoes maybe 3 months out. And always you can get Beer Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's
that you can always get Nine Dragons.
Yeah, but that's because the food's bad. Why would
the
you send some?
Food is great there. I love
we
the
need
food
to eat there together.
No,
we need
these
to eat
ones...
there together. Let's do that. The food is awesome there.
I'll tell you a place that's easier to get. Boma.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boma, because people either think it's so far out there, which it really isn't. I mean, I think it's all relative at Disney. You know, and if you're staying at like Pop or Art of Animation or Coronado Springs, you're practically there anyway. I mean, you're all in the general vicinity of kind of being on the outskirts. But I think the other thing is people are like, oh, African food. I don't know what that is. I'm a little cautious. I don't want to do it.
I think it's underrated for breakfast. Breakfast is really good.
Yeah, that's a really good restaurant.
I think it's good. Dinner, there's plenty of so-called normal food mixed in with all the African food, and I think it's a great choice. It's so much food. The restaurant is huge. You're not going to walk away hungry, no matter how picky you are.
Right.
I like that. Oh, that's a good choice.
Overall, you know what? Another good one, Grand Floridian.
That one falls under the radar, too.
Great. Not only that, I've walked in there multiple times. I've had no problem just walking up.
You know what? Let's go over there. Let's go to the ones. What can you walk into? Table service.
Chefs in Epcot, you can always walk up
to. Yeah, you can always walk up to them.
And do you know why I think that is? It's not because the food isn't good, because the food is good. People, there are certain types of people who are just going to always be turned off by the idea of French food, even though it is not really that French, you know?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, okay, Grand Floridian Cafe, because you mentioned it. I've always had no difficulty walking up to that and being able to sit down and grab a table. And it's been empty a lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always, yeah.
I always feel bad for the servers there. I'm like, oh, they're not pulling in a lot of tips.
Well, and it's funny, though, because anybody I send there, they come back and they say it was a great restaurant.
If you want the best pancakes you're ever going to eat, go to Grand Floridian Cafe. So good. My kids love that place.
Another place that I don't have difficulty with, Kona. I've been able to walk up to Kona
and
get it for breakfast and I think for dinner. You know, although I think breakfast is probably more popular, but yeah, I've been able to do Kona.
How about a sleeper would be Artist Point. Really good food
and
easy to get into.
That's good.
Well, do you think that's because a lot of those places like Artist Point are signature and therefore?
I think it's the location and that it's a signature. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because because Yachtsman's a signature and that is not as easy.
That's tough.
You know, another one that's good that is never booked, the Maya Grill.
Oh.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't even think about that.
That's a great restaurant.
Over at Coronado Springs. Yeah, well, and I keep wanting to be in there.
And what's
never
really
have.
Helped with a lot of these too is Disney's new cancellation policy. Well, it's not new at this point anymore, but with a lot of these restaurants now requiring a credit card guarantee to hold them
and a penalty.
If you don't cancel within 24 hours, you're going to be charged $10 per person. Yeah, I think it's cut down on the amount of people booking multiple reservations on the same day.
You know what surprises me is when that policy came out, how many people have told me, oh, yeah, I used to always book multiple reservations for every meal. And I was like, really?
I really want to hit you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for making my life harder.
Yeah. Another one that's been, I don't know, some days, this is kind of borderline because I've had moments where I've been able to walk up and maybe after a little bit of a wait get a table and other times been shut out. Primetime Cafe.
That's true. Sometimes you can never get in.
And every time I've gone there, I've had to wait. Even with a reservation, you wait 35, 40 minutes.
Oh, I've never waited very long.
Every single time.
It may just be that I show up with so many children. They're just like, oh, let her in right away. I love that place. And I'm telling you, the best collard greens ever.
They make excellent fried chicken and they make awesome Boston cream pie parfait. Really good food and very reasonably priced. But it's one of those borderline places that sometimes you can just walk in and wait a little bit and get a table. But other times you try to make a reservation and I think people know now, like, there's not a lot of great places to eat in Hollywood Studios. That's a decent one.
It's very decent. Except, you know, I think their food is good. I love the pot roast. But I like to go and bring different family members, you know, niece, nephew, whatever, and, you know, try and get them harassed a little. And lately, I haven't seen that in the last handful of years.
You know what? I think people have gotten sensitive and they're afraid. I think that's what it is.
I think it depends because like every time we've gone, we've gotten the really nice waiter, but the tables next to us will have bad waiters. And those, I mean, bad as in like sassy, but you know, like, so they'll start picking on us too. I just totally depends. And I've noticed that they tend to be like the waiters tend to be more outgoing with groups of women or maybe groups of younger people, like just without kids and stuff.
And they've got to read the guests too.
Yeah. And I maybe they assume that like, you know, groups that are sort of out like solo grown up kind of situations are more outgoing and more wanting that kind of interaction. Whereas a mom with like kids maybe just wants to feed the kids and go, you know?
Yeah.
So
we had a party of 8. And we went to Whispering Canyon for lunch.
Oh, God.
And, you know, they kind of have the same type of play over there. And our nephew was, he must have been like 12. So he wasn't young, but he has said something about not getting, you know, the full meal, the all-you-can-eat thing. He just wanted one thing because he wasn't that hungry or his stomach was upset or something. And they kind of razzed him. I don't remember exactly what happened, but he was truly upset that he got targeted. And so maybe you're right.
I personally don't enjoy it while I eat. I kind of, you know, and I don't, like, I am not a Whispering Canyon Cafe kind of girl.
Lauren.
I like it there.
Lauren, do you remember it was, I think you were there. When we were at Whispering Canyon and I ended up with a plate full of everything.
Yes. You were there, Chris. Weren't you?
No, that was, I went with you to that AEP, but not, I wasn't with Lisa ever there.
No,
I got to go there when Steve told them it was my birthday.
Figures.
Yeah, that worked out well.
Yeah, it worked out really well. Thanks.
But yeah, so, all right. So anywhere else that we're missing? It seems
one more,
Oh yeah.
Liberty Tree.
Hard or
that's
not?
It's sort of in the middle.
It's easy to get in.
I think it's sort of in the middle. Like, you know, you're not getting it a month out, but you might get it 3 months out.
I just booked it for somebody for 3 weeks from now.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think it's most of the time when I'm looking for something with a decent time, it comes up.
Yeah, I've been shut out of that place before.
Have you?
Yeah.
And my kids love the mac and cheese there.
See, my kids don't really like the food there, so we're fine with that. Oh, the Plaza, Bob's favorite. You can get in there pretty easily.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that, people.
I'm not a fan of the Plaza.
I don't care. I don't mind it. It's not too bad.
And, you know, we talk about different places that you can get into, and how does all this change when we get into free dining? How do you have to adjust?
Oh, you can't get it anywhere.
Yeah, well, you really can't. People still book in anticipation of free dining.
Yeah.
You know, September was, I thought, a little tight.
Yeah. It is.
But can I say that I think, and we've sort of touched on this, there is a big difference between the one credit places and the two credit places. Most of the two credit places you can get fairly close to travel. And places like Brown Derby almost never fill up.
Yeah.
And that's really good food there.
Right. What about
or
the
Citrico's?
Right.
No one ever goes to Citrico's. Right.
Which, well, they keep messing with their menu, and that I wish they would stop because they were so good, and now they keep drives me nuts because it was favorite.
You know what? You know what would make Citrico's better, Bob? If What's Universal that? Ran it.
Yes, absolutely. You know, absolutely. They need to get right on that. Snarky well, you know, much? The way Disney's going, it won't be long before Universal is running it. Hey, you opened yourself up to that.
I know.
But no, I think you make a valid point about the two credit meals. What about the shows? Because those are two credits, Spirit of Aloha and what do you think? Hard to get.
Oh, Hoop-de-doo, you can't even get. Hoop-de-doo is hard to get.
Yeah. Well, Hoop-de-doo is hard to get for the dining plan one. They're the level for the dining plan.
Yeah, you can get a level one.
Yeah.
And you can get a level three. Dining plan offers level two or category two.
All right. So basically pay out of pocket cash.
Hoop-de-doo is $59.95 for an adult and $30.99 for
It's a cheaper
child.
Than the castle.
That's true.
And you get a show with it.
I would right. I would much rather. Plus you get all that good food. The cornbread, oh my.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like an
oh, and you get
eat.
Alcohol too.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're out. That's up your drink. Alley.
Yep.
Yeah, right that up my alley. But I'm saying, you know, from a cost perspective.
So Lisa can look at the alcohol.
Is included.
Yeah. But that's first floor. That's first floor level nearest to the stage is $60, and it goes down from there. So if you're doing
Actually, I think first floor is $67.99.
Am I out of date? Mm-hmm. My little app is saying $59.99.
Hmm. This one is as of October.
I don't know when mine is updated, but the strawberry shortcake is good. Just everything is so good there. I would go just for the food. The ribs, like those. Yeah, I think we need to go back soon.
Isn't it odd or funny that people always go back to the same places? I mean, these places that we've talked about that are hard to get, they're hard to get for a reason because people keep going over and over and over to the same places. I mean, Disney's probably got, what, like 200 sit-down places? And
I think a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the restaurants in downtown Disney are now on the dining plan because a lot of people that I talk to, they don't realize that.
Even though Disney has, what, probably close to 200 sit-down restaurants, maybe not that many, but a lot, people seem to return time and again to the fan favorites, the ones that we've talked about that are always so hard to get into.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Some of it is just reputation because, again, like Chef Mickey's
and the castle.
But yeah.
It's not even reputation because if it was truly the right reputation, people would know, hey, don't go to Chef Mickey's because it's bad. Yeah, go to Tusker House and get a better meal and better character interaction. But Lauren, you had started to say, I'm sorry. I'll shut up now.
What? Oh, I was just saying that there was a lot of restaurants in downtown Disney that people don't know are on the dining plan now.
Yeah.
And there's some great restaurants down there. I mean, Wolfgang Puck Cafe is a great one. That's on there. You know, some fun places for the kids, T-Rex.
But how easy is it to get reservations?
It's cake.
It's never pretty easy. But do you know what the problem with getting reservations? I'm sorry, Lauren, I totally interrupted. Do you know the problem with getting reservations at like T-Rex and places like that? It's never loaded at 180 days. So you have to give them a couple weeks and then go back and make your reservation. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, they also don't load a lot of times because they don't take a lot of actual reservations. Mm-hmm. You have to call them.
And sometimes Epcot World Showcase restaurants don't get loaded right away. So if you can't get them, like if you're calling at 180 days and you're trying to get Via Napoli and the cast member says, oh, no availability, ask her to check and see if they're loaded. More than likely, they're not loaded. So
that's good to know.
They don't always tell you that. Can I actually say something? Because I've thought about this a lot. I think that some restaurants, they don't just like sort of coast on their reputation, but they coast on the feeling that they give people. Like you're at Disney, everybody's happy, everybody's having a good time. That's what you remember. You don't remember the mediocre hamburger that you had at the Plaza necessarily, unless you're Bob, and then, you know, you go home and put it in your diary and write about it.
It's a journal, I told you.
It's not a diary. Why does it have a little pink kitten on there with a little heart shaped like a key?
Hey, Hello Kitty is a cultural icon. She's huge in Japan. What I put on my journal is my business.
Sure. Well, in any event, you know, I do though, you know, and wasn't it Jim Hill who said that, you know, like Disney gets you these kind of it kind of brings back these memories of when mom and dad were still getting along, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they're right, you know?
And sure, and we've talked about how good their marketing is. I mean, they run those commercials with, there's only, you know, they're only little for so long.
Oh, yes, it's awful.
And you only have so many summers before they hate your guts and go away to college. Pretty soon they'll be teenagers and they'll absolutely despise you.
Bring home a guy with tattoos and a big pickup truck.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, they're expert marketers, so they can make anything appear wonderful. And I mean, I guess that's the sign of a good marketing department.
Yeah.
For a business. But yeah, so maybe you're right that people tend to overlook it, or I think people are very forgiving of Disney, more so of maybe other places they would go on vacation. But they do tend to be forgiving of Disney. They're on vacation. They're having a good time. They're making memories. So yeah, if the food was overpriced or whatever, well, you know, my kid's happy.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, and I think too, when you think back to when you were a kid going there,
I did. You went once.
Well, I mean, when I was a kid, we went every year.
Okay.
And growing up, you know, I have memories from certain things. I have memories from, you know, eating at the top of the Contemporary and hearing, you know, singers sing and having dinner there. And, you know, I think it was called the Top of the World back then, you know?
Yeah.
And I have memories of that with my mother and my father. And I think you repeat and try to go back to those things as, you know, when you have your own families.
Mm. Unless you have a dysfunctional family.
Right. Well, that's different.
Chris. Hey, kids. I'm sorry. I'm just getting a funny image. Never mind.
But yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, so I think so any tips then for making these reservations any easier? I mean,
well, if you can't do them at 180 days, just be flexible. And the other thing too is always now with the cancellation policy, as Bob mentioned earlier, you can go ahead and start looking a few days before you actually want to go and probably get something. I've gotten Ohana short notice. Cinderella's Royal Table, I got that short notice.
You know, another good thing, if you can't find what you're looking for and you're trying to book on short notice, try switching to a lunch instead of a dinner.
Yeah.
Because you might have a better shot at getting.
I've also had success booking people on short notice on off hours, really late at night or very early in the morning, 1:30 in the morning, 2:00 in the morning.
Those really late dinners don't work for a lot of people. But if you've got someone from the East Coast or from the West Coast, you might bring that up to them and say, look, you know, it's 9:30, but it's, you know, Florida time, but it's only 6:30 back in Seattle. Is this okay for you? It might work for those
first
people.
Couple of nights.
So.
Oh, and Bob wasn't referring to actually eating at 1 in the morning. He was referring to making your reservation at 1 in the morning.
Right.
The way it came off, a little questionable.
Morning, but... sitting outside a restaurant at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I sit outside the plaza and wait. Yeah.
With a fork in your hand.
That's how exactly. You got to be our guest for lunch.
Yeah. I brought my sleeping bag, and that's it.
Yeah. Really, I mean, dedicated. I think, you know, it's tough because a lot of people who get the dining plan and they get it short notice, like say they're traveling like in 2 or 3 months, they get a little frustrated. Nobody has to not get dining reservations. You can always make reservations with the intent of changing them later because something else opens up. I mean, it's very easy to go to concierge the day before and say, you know, what do you have available? This is when I'm interested in eating. And they will bring something up for you.
Yeah, like Morocco.
Yeah. Morocco's awesome. No, but you know, I've gotten brown derby. Like, you know, even before the cancellation thing, you get brown derby, you can get beer garden. If you've got hoppers, you have a lot more flexibility.
You know, I was going to say that too. Thanks for bringing that up, because I do think hoppers are good for certain people and not for others. But this is definitely a circumstance when it's going to come in handy. Not to go play in different parks, but to be able to experience the dining. And, you know, if you see it, actually, when you look at it that way, it's not so bad, you know, as far as the price goes. You know, for family of four is going to be just over $200 to have the option for your entire trip to go park to park.
And the other thing is, be flexible. You don't always have to do the same places over and over. Try some of the places that we talked about that are less popular, like Tusker House or Akershus or Beer Garden, because you might find a place that you enjoy.
Well, and that's actually true. Is I always tell people, you know what, this is actually a gift, because you may not be able to get the restaurants you thought you wanted, but the alternative ones you're going to get are going to be better food. So a lot of times, you know, like we said, Tusker House, places like that, you know, people are disappointed at first and then they come back and they're like, oh, that was great, you know.
Yep.
So
very good. All right, well, I'm going to grab it here and wrap up the show. We would like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can download our shows at iTunes, or you can go over to mousechat.net. You can send your comments and questions to us at comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.